Praise the Lord. So glad you joined us this morning for Facebook Live. And we just want to welcome you today. And I know that God has got something special for you. I know that he's at work. He's working. He hasn't stopped moving. Amen. He is a great and mighty God. And he knows exactly where you're at and what's going on in your life. And his word is strong and powerful and quick and sharp. And he'll minister to whatever need you have today. But he wants us to just trust in him. Just give all to him. Just lean on him today. And I know that he will work it out. Amen. He'll work all things together for your good.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm Pastor Sharon and this is Pastor Rock. And we're just so thankful that you joined us today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Y'all will need to, we definitely still need your prayers on the Facebook Live because, you know, we've had a lot of things going on and a lot of things we've, oh my goodness. All right. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over your word. And Father, we just thank you. Your word gets in our hearts this day. We get revelation knowledge of your word in a new way. We see it in a new light than we've ever seen before. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Ask if you will to go get your Bibles and go to 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 14 and 15. And this is in the King James. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And I want to focus in on that one word, petition, or petitions, as it says. The word petition in the Greek is adio, and it denotes a specific, exact, precise, detailed request. So 1 John 5 and 15 could read, it could be interpreted, if we can be confident that God hears us, regardless of what we ask or what physical or tangible need we may want him to meet for us, we can be sure that we will have a yes to the specific, exact, detailed request that we desired of him. So what specifically are you believing for? You say, well, I'm believing for a job. That's too vague. Be more specific. Well, what kind of pay are you believing for? What do you want your hours to be? What do you want your days off to be? What kind of benefits are at this job? What about your coworkers? Great coworkers that work well together. Benefits, you're thinking of what your benefits and your hours. How about your work atmosphere? How about a positive work atmosphere with no strife or drama? Be very detailed in your request to God, and God will answer you in a very detailed way. A very peaceful work atmosphere. What about your job? Do you like it? Does it fulfill you? So you want a job that you like and a job that fulfills you. So if you're not specific, and I've done this before, and you can get a job with good pay and good benefits, but it's a job that really doesn't fulfill you, and your coworkers, there's a lot of times a lot of strife and a lot of stuff, drama going on, and your working conditions could be better. So if you ask for that in the beginning, God will give you what you're asking for specifically. Now, if you asked me, Pastor, I want you to describe your dog Gracie, I could say she's a black dog. And you'd have a picture of a black dog, but it's not very specific. It's too general, it's too vague. If I say she's pretty big, that's a little bit better. You know it's not a small dog, and you know it's not a brown dog or a white dog, but you know it's a black dog. But if I say a little bit better, and just to get a little clearer, I say she weighs 63 pounds. You know what size she is. If I say she's a Labrador, that really helps, because a certain picture pops in your mind, and you know what my dog Gracie looks like. She's a Labrador, and she weighs 63 pounds, and you know she's just a playful dog. It's crazy how playful she is. But I described her to you by not being vague. Now, I described clearly, so we need to describe clearly what we're believing God for. Now, I want to read a scripture in Matthew chapter 20, starting verse number 29. This is in the Amplified. As they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him, and two blind men were sitting by the road. And when they had heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David, Messiah." The crowd sternly told them to be quiet, but they cried out all the more, "Lord, Son of David, Messiah, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them and asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" They answered him, "Lord, we want our eyes to be opened." Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him as his disciples. So they were crying out, "Have mercy on us." And Jesus is saying to them in this situation, what does mercy look like? They said, "Lord, we want our eyes to be opened." So Jesus knew they were blind. He already knew that, but he wanted them to be specific in what they wanted. So that verse, chapter 20 and verse number 32 again, Jesus stopped and called them and asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" That's the question that Jesus is asking us. What do you want me to do for you? Well, I'm believing for a good outcome in this situation. That's good, but it's not specific enough. It's still too vague. So what does a good outcome look like in your specific situation that you're praying about? That peace and harmony would flood this situation. That everyone in this situation would treat everyone else in this situation with great respect and honor. That this situation would be resolved without conflict and without drama, under grace in a perfect way. See, that's more specific. And God can answer that in a more specific way. Use your faith specifically. So specifically, what are you believing for? Well, I'm believing for better health. That's good, but it's too vague. What does better health look like to you? Well, that my numbers would be this, or my numbers would be that, or the test would be this, or the test would be that, or that I would regain my appetite and strength, or that the doctor's test will confirm that I'm improving, or the doctor's test will confirm that I can cut back on my medicine from what the doctor's saying. That's what I'm believing for specifically. So Mark 11, starting verse number 22, this is in King James, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." I want to touch that for a second. Because religious people will tell you, you can't have the desires of your heart. God will give you your needs. He'll meet your needs, but He won't give you the desires of your heart. But I'm telling you, that's a religious motto that's been passed around and passed around and passed around, but it's not based in truth. It's not based in Bible truth. The Bible says that He would give you the desires of your heart. Also in Psalms 34 and 37 and verse number 4 in King James, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." So if it's the desire of your heart to have a certain kind of job, a certain paying job, a certain hours on your job, certain days off, that's in line with His will. That's the desire of your heart, and God will give you. If you delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. So again, what specifically are you believing for? A raise. That's too vague. It's not very specific. A raise could be a dollar more a week, a dollar more a month. That is a raise. Well, an increase in income, dollar more a week, dollar more a month. That's an increase in income. So you might want to look at what you're believing for and get more specific with it so God can answer you in a specific way. And according to your faith, be it unto you. You can even pray and ask God, show me what specifically you want me to ask for. And you know what? He'll do it. He's just a good God and He'll do that. Many years ago, and I'm coming to a close. This is my first close. I have 17 closings, but this is my first one. Many years ago, Pastor Sharon and I believed for another house. And we got very specific. Pastor Sharon had certain things that she wanted in that house, and I had certain things that I wanted. And we got so specific that we wrote it down on paper what we were believing for. I had a little blue notebook, and we wrote it in that little blue notebook. And when you put something on paper, it gets very specific. Our list looks something like this. A one-story house, that's what we wanted. A brick house, that's what we wanted. Wanted it to have bay windows. We wanted it to have a very private backyard. A walk-in pantry. This was very important to Pastor Sharon. She mentioned it over and over. And she kept mentioning about having deep drawers in the kitchen. She wanted deep drawers in everything in the house that had a built-in. She wanted deep drawers in it. I wanted a wooded lot, very wooded. Not a cookie-cutter house. A different design. A back porch. We were believing for, and we wrote down, built-in bookcases and a walk-in closet, a fireplace, 2,000 square feet, not really close to other houses, not super close to other houses. Now, we've lived in that house for almost 18 years. And we got that house, we believed for that house for a while, and we got that house specifically because we asked specifically. Now, I didn't say if you ask today and you're going to get it tomorrow. Sometimes you'll have to wait until God can then arrange it, divinely connect you to what you're praying for, but God will do it and He will give you the desires of your heart if you'll ask Him. Now, a couple more things as Pastor Sharon is making her way. The Bible says in Romans 12 and 3 that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, maybe you need a specific amount of money to be able to pay all of your bills this month because of everything that's been going on. What is that amount specifically that you need that you can pay those bills? Then pray and believe God specifically for that amount of money to come in. Use your faith against your bills. Believe in the money. Believe that God's going to supply the money that you need and He's going to bring it in. Maybe you need a better car. What is better? Lower mileage, very dependable, two doors, four doors, new or used, very reasonable price. Believe specifically, and sometimes it's best to make you a list, but use your faith and be very specific in your request. Pastor Sharon.
Amen. Our God specializes in making a way where there seems to be no way.
Yes.
And His Word is so awesome that we can go to His Word, we can find the principles to stand on in His Word. And He gives us the instructions that we need. And I'm so thankful for that today. Continue to speak on use your faith specifically. You know, Proverbs 29 and 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. So God wants us to have vision. He wants us to put the vision before us. And, you know, He says that if we don't have a vision, if we don't have a dream or anything inside of us, then we perish. So we all need a vision. We all need to have things in our hearts and in our minds and desires. Habakkuk 2 through 4 says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. We're not living by sight or how what it looks like or how we feel or the situation in the world, but we're walking by faith. We're depending on God. We're trusting in Him. But God wants you to have a vision. You know, God has put visions and He's put dreams and desires on the inside of us. But because of circumstances or because it's been taken so long, maybe you've let go of those things. And I believe that God is saying it's time to pick those things back up. He's put those dreams, He's put those desires, and He's put those visions on the inside of you because that is His plan, His purpose, and His desire for your life. So He's saying today, pick it back up. Pick that vision back up. Pick that dream back up. Have that desire in your heart. Have a vision. He wants you to flourish. He doesn't want you to perish. He wants you to flourish today. God says to write the vision and make it plain. Make that vision plain. Be as specific about what you're asking God for that you can be. Be very specific. Give details. Give as much details about what you want. And you know, God knows what we want, but He wants us to know what we want. We've got to know. He wants us to know and know and know beyond a shadow of a doubt what our vision really is. He wants it implanted in our hearts. He wants it in our minds, and He wants us to meditate on it and write that vision down. Know exactly what you're wanting from God. Know exactly what your vision is today. Then he says, though it tarry, wait for it. You know, just because you might not get it instantly, you might not get it the next day. Don't give up on it. Don't let it go. Amen? He says, wait for it. Well, how long do I wait, Pastor Sharon? You wait until there it is. Amen? From your prayer time, when you say amen, you've asked God, you've said amen, you've thanked Him for it, and then you wait on God. You wait for Him. You wait for the manifestation. You don't let go of that vision. Don't let go of your faith, because if you don't let go, it says it will surely come. It will surely come. Amen. Praise God. The just, it says, the just shall live by faith. So we're walking by faith. We're believing God by faith. We have the vision in our heart. We're believing God for it. Amen. And we're waiting on Him. We don't let go of it. We don't let go of our faith. Never give up on what you're believing God for. We walk by faith. The Word says we walk by faith and not by sight. That reminded me of a testimony that I had heard from Lisa Comas. And she was telling about how her and her husband had just bought a home and had moved in, and they loved it so much, but they didn't have furniture for the living room, and they didn't have furniture for their dining room. And they were planning on getting it later on, but right then they didn't have it in their budget to get them, to get the furniture for those rooms. But they had two or three people come over to the house. They wanted to see their new house. And so she was showing them around. And they noticed that there wasn't furniture, of course, you would notice. No furniture in the living room, no furniture in the dining room. And she said that they started making negative comments about that, saying, you know, it looks really bad for people to come over and you don't have furniture in your living room and you don't have furniture in your bedroom, in your dining room. She said she just did not receive that. She said, no, I don't receive that. And she said instantly, a scripture came up in her spirit from Proverbs, and it says that God fills your home with rare and precious treasures. Yes. Isn't that a wonderful promise for you today? If he promised that to somebody else, He promised that for you today also. Amen. He is no respecter of person. God fills your home with rare and beautiful treasures. She prayed. Lisa prayed. She prayed for this furniture that God would supply the need. And then she thanked God for it. She thanked God that He fills her home with rare and precious treasures. And she stood on that word. And so in a few weeks later, a friend calls her up and says, we have this beautiful dining room set, a table and chairs, but it's a traditional style, and we want to go modern. So they said, do you want it? And she said, yes. You know, of course she said yes. And she said, the lady said, we were going to sell it, but the Lord kept putting on our hearts, mine and my husband's hearts, to give this to you. So they brought the dining room set over, and it was a beautiful table and 8 chairs, and it was a Chip and Dale suit. Now, we know that Chip and Dale is not a cheap suit. It was very nice. She said she's had it for like 14 years now, and she just still loves it today the way she did when they first brought it to her house. So then she went shopping at a furniture store one day, not long after that, to a friend's furniture store that owns the store. And so when she came in, you know, they said, you know, we want to bless you today. We want to give you something today. So pick out any kind of furniture that you want. And so she had had this vision for her dining room set to complete it. She wanted a buffet. And so she picked out a beautiful English buffet. And they gave her that buffet. They blessed her with it. Amen. She had a vision for it to complete her dining room. And God made the way. Amen. And it was a given blessing to her. Well, then not long after that, her sister calls her and says, we're getting a new living room suit. There's nothing wrong with the one we have. It's in perfect condition, but we just want to get a new living room suit. Would you like to have the other one? She said, yes, I'd love to have it. So in no time, God filled up that living room suit. God filled up that dining room suit. God blessed her, amen. Hallelujah. Get a vision in your heart and don't let go of it. Stand on it. You're going to have people that try to talk you out of it. They're going to say, "I don't. God ain't interested in that. God's not going to do that for you. He's not going to show up." Well, when you stand on the Word of God, when you've got a vision in your heart, when you've got a dream and a desire in your heart, and you go to God in prayer, and you pray, and you praise Him, you thank Him for it, and you stand upon the Word of God, amen, it will come to you. So Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." So that's what Lisa did. She prayed and thanked God that He was going to supply that furniture. And she stood on that scripture, "God fills my house with rare and precious treasures." Yes. God is good, isn't He? Yes. He's good to us. Amen. Psalm 37:4, and I think Pastor had brought this scripture out. It says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." He wants to give you the desires of your heart. He's not trying to hold back any good thing, amen, from His children. He wants to bless you today. It's His desire to bless you. So have a made-up mind, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. He is a big God today. He is a mighty God today. He is a good Father. Isn't He a good Father? Amen? He knows what our desires are, and He wants to give us the desires of our heart. Your faith will get God's attention. Amen? Your faith will get His attention. And so thank God this morning that we serve a God that cares about the least little things. Just like furniture, you might think, "Oh, God's not interested in furniture." Well, if you're interested in furniture, God's interested in it. Amen? Because you are His child, and He wants to do good things for His children this morning. Amen? Let's close out with a word of prayer. I ask Pastor to come up. Glory to God. He is awesome, isn't He? He is a mighty God. Hallelujah. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one this morning. Father, I thank You, Father God, that You just stir up that vision. You stir up those dreams, Father God. You stir up those desires on the inside of them. I just declare in the name of Jesus that they pick those visions back up. They pick those dreams and those desires back up. And they look at You, Father God. They go to You, Father God. They pray. They believe, Father God, that You're going to supply the need, whatever it is, the desire, the need, the vision, whatever it is, Father God, You will supply. And Father, that right now, those that are watching, that You have something that has come up and pricked You in your heart that You let go of, but now You're ready to take it back. I just declare right now that You are taking that back, and that right now we thank God that the answer is on the way. We thank You, Father God, that the answer is on the way. We thank You, Father. We thank You for it, God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope that you are blessed by this message today and the praise and worship. And you know, God is in the house. We can feel Him here this morning, amen. And we just pray that you're feeling Him also where you're at today. But you know, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior this morning, we want to give you this opportunity to invite Him into your heart. So if you'll just repeat this prayer after me, let's just bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I receive you. As my Lord and Savior. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you pray that prayer with us this morning, you are born again. You are a child of God, and we rejoice with you today. And also, anyone who feels like they need to rededicate their lives. Maybe you've asked Jesus Christ into your heart, but maybe there's areas in your life that you know is not quite right, and you have not been in fellowship with the Lord like you want to be. So we just, if that's you today, I ask you to just repeat this prayer after me. If you'll bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father,
I rededicate.
I reconsecrate my heart,
and my life
to you.
Father God,
I surrender
all of myself,
all of my heart, all of my being, all of my life
to you.
And I thank you for it, Father God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Ashley, if you'll come up.